The Saturday morning hangover club. Spewing up your guts in the toilet has never been so much fun.
That was Keen there with Hopes, from the album Hopes and Fears. That was This Is The Last Time, and this is Tequila Radio, and this is the last time you'll hear me on Tequila Radio for quite a lot of months, because today is the last day of our broadcasting until about September, where we come back in Freshers Week of uni. So it is kind of emotional. This is kind of the last Saturday morning hangover club. We're doing a special. That's why we're starting at 12 today. Although Mr. Estelle unfortunately can't be here. He's gone home because he's helping his mum fit a kitchen. So it's sad we couldn't have a goodbye show. But even so, I'm going to make the best of it and play some good music.
Broadcasting live from the Aitken campus in Cardiff.
You're listening to the Saturday morning hangover club on Tequila Radio.
So now we're on to a subject of the day, and I thought today we could talk about memories and what you thought of the year, like, and what your favourite things about the last year at uni or wherever you are since, like, September have been. And also on Tequila Radio, of course, your highlights of anything on Tequila. For me, I think the best things this year have been the people I met and the things I've done, like, so I've met lots of great people and performed some media, like Christy, like I said before, Alex Tilsley, the lovely Beth and Breen, and all those people like that. And there's also so many people I've met here at Tequila just dropping in on shows, like Zoe and Adam and David and Blaine and Holly and Owen and Ben, of course, and Ben, Matt, Jack Roach, Jack Griffiths, Jade. There's quite a lot of them. So I've still got a few. Ben Lee, of course, who was on this show like a couple of months ago. Well, December. 6 months ago then. Yeah. Anyway, I think my highlight of the year would be when we had a radio drama lecture, and basically they got me to do the sound effects. And what I did was quite animated sound effects for a film noir about someone like getting murdered or something. And they told me, I'll play Massive Club music. And I was going, that was what I was doing, and that was like obviously Avicii. So I was doing lots of, and I did the interesting thing was I had to do one where someone got shot. I had to like fall to the floor, and I would actually fall to the floor and then get straight back up again. So that was quite an interesting sound effect to make.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Hangover Club.
Righty ho, mofo, let's go
on Tequila Radio.
You know what it's time for. It's that time again. It's the time for the Apprentice update. And this week there was a double firing. As Stephen and... we just have to look. Gabriella, that was her name. Fired. Yes, I've just spoiled it for you. Sorry if you're watching, if you haven't seen the catch up. Yes. If you have, what are you doing? You're just too busy. Fairness, why watch it at all? Time management, you know? Have you got enough time management to watch The Apprentice? Don't know. If not, then with regret, you're fired. Also heard this week that our own Atrium celebrity... Our own Atrium celebrity James Koash has applied for The Apprentice. Or Kosh, should I say. Has applied for The Apprentice. Now, that'll be an interesting one. It's like... just tell the first task is like he'll suggest that they should run a film screening at 9 o'clock in the morning to make money, and then no one turned up. Sorry, James, did happen before. So next week it's the semi-final, and the week after it's the final. I still hope Ricky Martin wins, because Ricky Martin is still my favourite. I know he did screw up a bit this week because he put a limit on like how much a company could buy, and then they could have got so much more if he asked for more. But, he'll learn from his mistakes. Ricky Martin is a cause. I mean, you got to love anyone who's a professional wrestler who goes into a... who's a wrestler and goes into, like, The Apprentice. I think it's just complete... from one extreme to the other, really, isn't it? Yeah, Calvin Harris, Feel So Close. This is BBC Three. No, it's not. It's Tequila Radio, of course. Yeah, now in the party mood. I don't know. Is it? Don't really want to move around too much, though, do you? In the heat, otherwise you get hit really warm. Well, I do find I'm not sure if I like the sunshine. I'm debating whether I like it or not, because sometimes it seems to have gone from one extreme to the other. I mean, we started out, you know, it was raining last week. That was fine. It wasn't fine, but you know, it was raining. Like, oh, it's raining, and then it goes to friggin' massive heat. It's like California out there, not Cardiff. It's just crazy. I mean, you know, if you go out there in heat, basically three things can happen to me, right? One, I don't wear sunscreen and get sunburnt. Two, I wear sunscreen and I get pink eye because I'm allergic to sunscreen. Or three, I start sneezing loads because I've got hay fever. So I just don't quite see the advantage of it now. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I'm actually preferably, in a way, I'd almost rather be here than out there. But I don't know. It depends where you go, really, and who you're with, I guess.
You're listening to Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio.
Score!
Naina there with Egan V. Egan Vo. Egan Van Wilkerman. No, we haven't gone German. That's just a song I like that's in German. And I have to say, I'm pretty much learning all my German now from Naina. Although all I know is some German words, I don't actually know what they mean, which could be quite a... it could be quite interesting when it comes to having a conversation in German. Egan V. Egan Vo. Egan Van. What the hell did I just say? I have no idea. So maybe I need to spruce up my German if I ever go to Germany, which I hope to do one day if I can. Nice to go to like Berlin or Munich or something like that, you know, for a few days or something. Or go to October. No, I bet not. I don't want to get. I might not come back alive from Oktoberfest. I don't know. You could do, I suppose. Have some beer and some sausages. You could put them together and have like some sort of weird alcoholic 99 savoury as well. It's a thought. It's 2 o'clock on Saturday, the 26th of May. I'm Richard Carey, and this is the Envelope of News here on Tequila Radio on the Saturday Morning Hangover Club Afternoon Edition. So, our first story today, Home Where the Buffalo Roam. This is about a couple that have two buffalo as pets. The funniest thing about this story, though, is that they've got a wool decoration of a dead head of a buffalo, which is quite... What? You want a buffalo to look at a dead... It's like a severed... You know, one of those... Like, it's like those moose heads you get. It's like, what for a buffalo? Why are you... It's like, that's weird. If this story isn't weird enough. Basically, it's like two buffaloes. And he's so mad about these buffalo... Because he had a buffalo herd in 2004. But he had to sell it. But then he couldn't let himself get rid of the last two buffalo. So he kept on with them, and they're called, I'm trying to work out what they're called. Wild Thing and Bullet. Well, that's quite interesting names, but perhaps something to do with their behaviour. I don't know how safe you'd think you'd be with a buffalo in your house. I suppose if you tame them, it might not be too bad. I mean, they look kind of cute in here. It's like, oh, it's a big fat buffalo. Isn't it cute? There's one even with a buffalo trying to get into the back of the guy's pickup truck, which is quite funny. It doesn't quite fit. So our next story is, I'm just out to play in my cars, okay? A 3-year-old took a fun trip on his scooter and almost crashed into a bus and a car. So that's basically the gist of this one. The ride through a busy intersection in the middle of rush hour could have easily ended in disaster. The child sneaked out of the house while his grandfather, who was minding him while his parents were at work, was in the bathroom. See? The dangers of going to the toilet. Who knew it these days? Right, let's see your next story. Kayaker Graham Forbes lost his wallet when he overturned 12 years ago, but got it back yesterday. The 28-year-old dropped the item on a slalom near Trowbridge, Wiltshire in 2000, but Anthony Battersea called last week to say he found it near Weir in Somerset, was still had £2.60 inside. Was that still legal tender after 12 years? I think they might have if they update the banknotes. Yes, they have, haven't they? But maybe you'd be able to put that in the bank and say, oh, yes, I got now £2.60, which I thought I lost. How good is that? And finally, Gourmets are shelling out for £650, the world's most expensive omelette. Yes. The zillion-dollar lobster frittata served at the La Parca Mediterranean Hotel, New York City, contains lobster and Sevrugar caviar. Now I'm thinking, I think you can just, I like the bog standard omelette. Bit of cheese, bit of tomato sauce. You ever tried that? Cheese and tomato omelette sort of thing. Or, I don't know, what's your favourite omelette? Let's have an omelette survey. 07528717536. If you want to tell me what your favourite omelette is. Does anyone eat omelettes plain? Because I think my granddad went through a phase of this where he just eat omelettes without anything in them. Like, what? That's just weird. Just eat eggs. It's just the same thing. You know, it's a bit more flappier. I just don't get that. Why would you eat an omelette without anything in? And you got these different I suppose, what's the difference between a quiche and an omelette? Well, why is a quiche still made eggs, but it's like thicker, whereas an omelette's just thin? I don't get that. I'm not a very good cook, though, in fairness, so that's probably why I don't get that. So that was your envelope of news. I hope you enjoyed it. That's the last envelope of news you'll get possibly ever. Basically, next year, I don't know if we're doing this show next year with me and Ben. Probably not, I have to say. Unfortunately, me and Ben may have to go separate ways because I'm only going to be available for like the first half of the year probably to do my own show. And after that, I might just drop in on people. So I'm sure we can do a show together at some point in the future. So we'll look forward to that. I don't know if the envelope of news will return, though. It is quite a useful thing. I mean, it's great to have the Metro, which we get all the news from, which we have to admit, we have to say thanks to them, to have such balmy stories in them. I mean, our favourite one was from last year, where they had the top 10 news stories from the year, and one of them was a little cat that fits into like a Dolmio jar. I thought that was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
You're listening to the Saturday Morning Hangover Club. Only on Tequila Radio.
I think it's about time for one final rant. Today's rant might be a little bit controversial because it's about a subject that some people might think is a worthy cause, but I think is a load of rubbish. It's the Olympic flame. You see, the thing is, I'm tired of all this massive hype about the Olympic flame. I mean, who cares if you want to go and see... Why are all these people going down to see a flame? Getting ran about by some Doctor Who. Ooh, it's not like it's a sonic screwdriver or anything. It's not like the flame can make you travel through time. What's the big thing? It's just a flame. You can do one yourself, you know. It's not that hard to start fires these days. You just get a lighter and a bit of newspaper and then try and make sure your hands don't get burned off. That's the other thing. What's the big thing? Just because it's for the Olympics and it's in Britain. Oh, la-di freaking da. Who cares? It's only Olympics. What, do you want to... I don't think taxpayers should be spending their money so some runners can jump over hurdles. Who cares if you can jump over hurdles faster than the other guy? I can jump over tortoises, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I mean, what's the point? The whole Olympics is stupid anyway. Okay, in the 100 metres, Usain Bolt wins unless he's disqualified. In like the long jump, it used to be Jonathan Edwards, and now it's just anyone who takes drugs and gets away with it. I mean, it's stupid. The whole Olympics should be banned. I mean, oh, yeah, okay, football. It's got football, but that's not even taken seriously. We got countries like Uruguay. No, actually, Uruguay are quite good. We got stupid countries winning it. This is not a proper sports event. We need something better, like a fight to the death event. UFC Olympics. Every sport involves some sort of jousting. We need something more interesting than Olympics. Who cares if it's in England? It's just going to be completely outshone by the Beijing Olympics happened 4 years ago. Why are we bothering spending all this money on a stupid frigging Olympics? Ugh. So there you go. If you do like Olympics, fair enough. You know, it's your life. And if you want to watch it, I'm going to be a massive hypocrite and watch the Olympics now. So there you go. I'm a massive hypocrite. And that's the moral of the story, really.
More innuendos than a carry-on film. The Saturday Morning Hangover Club on Tequila Radio.
We are at the point where I'm going to preview Euro 2012. And it is looking very, very exciting indeed. The big news really is that I shall hopefully be commentating on some of the games on Sheep FM, which is my station I ran before uni, and I'm resurrecting it for a month in June. You can probably find that either follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/sheepfm, or there is going to be a Facebook group about it, which is Sheep FM, and there's also a blog, sheepfm.blogspot.com, if you want to find out everything about listening and everything like that.
This is Tequila Radio.
Well, it is time to say goodbye here on the Saturday Morning Hangover Club afternoon edition. Obviously, it was a Saturday Morning Hangover Club earlier in the year. Obviously, I've done a lot this year. I've been involved in the Walk Time show on Thursday afternoons, which we did for the first half of the year from 4:30 till 6. I've been involved in live sessions from 6 till 8, which we had at the start of the year. I've also been involved in half-hour power hour on Thursday nights, so 8 till 9. I've also been involved in the Sports Fix from 4:30 till 6 on a Friday. And it's been a great year, and I met so many great people, and it's quite sad that, I mean, certain people are going this year, and I wish them well. But the third years are leaving us, and Amy Smith, who's been here for 4 years. So it's quite emotional. I'm not going though. Don't think that. I mean, I'm coming back like next year. But it's quite scary to think that I've only got a year left. Like, I mean, what am I going to do after that? You know, that's always the scary thing when you're in a media degree, just thinking, oh no, it's creeping up on me. The end is creeping up on me. What on earth am I going to do when I get to the dreaded end of the degree and then have to actually go out and get a job? But we'll have to see how things go. I mean, I've got things in the pipeline, maybe things are turning out. So yeah, thank you for, if anyone who has listened this year, I've actually got texts this year, which I was very impressed by. So that was good. I really did enjoy this year's show. I think I was able to step it up a bit from last year. I think last year I was at a bad time. Wasn't a lot of listeners. I mean, in Saturdays, it's kind of a weird one because the hours we're broadcasting, and I do admit that this year's over. I'm still going to be on radio. I should plug that. Radio Cardiff, which is 98.7 FM in the Cardiff area, or radiocardiff.org online. I shall be on between 3 and 5 p.m. on Thursdays, probably most of the year, possibly a few weeks off in July because I'm trying to go home. Sheep FM will be running on an ad hoc basis, well, you know, here, there, and everywhere, between the Euros. It should start in 13 days on the first game, which is on Friday. Hopefully my internet connection will work. I've got mobile broadband. It's a bit dodgy, so that could completely screw everything up, but hopefully it won't. And then, apart from that, I've got nothing on radio, I suppose, unless someone else is going to hire me in the summer. Who knows? So I'm making an advert, but apart from that, yeah, that's all of it until September when we return with our first broadcast, which hopefully will be live from a fresher's house. Final song now, Catherine Jenkins. It is time to say goodbye. See you in September. Peace out for now. Now my final act for the year. Since it's Eurovision tonight, and since this is probably the last time I can get away with it, it's 10 hours of Epic Sax Guy! Woo! Do